airchecks.com. Your home for classic radio, brought alive through the tapes of our contributors. airchecks.com.
WNBC. Thank you, Lord, for the nighttime news. Neil Diamond time here at WNBC. It's 12:52. We're talking 66 clear WNBC degrees in New York City.
Radio a go-go.
Supremes a go-go.
66 WNBC.
Playing all the good time music from the 60s, 70s, and back to the 50s once in a while at WNBC. We got a good one here.
You Can't Hurry Love, a 1966 big number one song.
Gotta wait. Put your hands up, Diana. Sing.
I need love.
Twin spin of Motown at WNBC.
WNBC.
Time Machine. Who's this, man?
Hi, I'm Levi Subs of the Four Tops, and you're listening to Big J Sorensen on the Time Machine. He's cooking on WNBC.
Same old song, Levi's the Four Tops, 66 WNBC and Big J Sorensen. Hello, everybody.
66 WNBC.
Greatest news person, Don Alexander, in the NBC Radio Network newsroom, coming up. Second greatest? All right, second greatest. Third? Okay, third greatest. WNBC, Cyan Garg.
This is news from 66 WNBC, New York.
With weather experts proclaiming Gilbert as twice as strong as last week's Hurricane Florence, a hurricane watch has been posted along the Texas coast from Brownsville to Port Arthur. Also on the alert, the northeast Mexico coast from Tampico North. At the National Weather Service office in Coral Gables, meteorologist Noel Riznichuk places the huge storm about 60 miles northwest of Merida, Mexico.
The winds are now 125 miles an hour, and more than likely it will increase as it continues to move over the open waters of the Gulf. It is moving towards the west-northwest, about 15 miles per hour.
Correspondent Ross Simpson saw frantic precautions taken in a town north of Galveston.
Although the village of Bayou Vista is about 5 miles from the Gulf Coast, people are taking no chances. They're here at a food mart, gassing up their trucks and cars and heading out of town.
You're going to look at 22 foot of water right here where you're standing. If it hits here, the audio.
Many people will stay here in Bayou Vista. They fear high water. Ross Simpson, NBC Radio Network News on the north side of Galveston.
Gilbert is a killer storm blamed for at least 24 deaths in the Dominican Republic and Jamaica. According to a Los Angeles Times report, presidential aides considered Mr. Reagan so depressed and inattentive during the height of the Iran-Contra scandal that it was seriously suggested the 25th Amendment be invoked to remove him from office. You're listening to NBC Radio Network News.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to have an invention or idea submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, phone 1-800-288-IDEA. Invention Submission Corporation, one of America's largest invention service organizations, has an inventor's kit you can have free. It contains a form for recording your invention's date of origination, plus an informative brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Get your free kit by dialing 1-800, then 288-IDEA, IDEA. That's 288-IDEA. Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's kit. It shows you how your invention may be packaged and submitted to industry through a data bank and by various other means. It's a free call. So dial 1-800, then 288-IDEA. 288-IDEA. That's 1-800-288-IDEA.
Two brand new presidential polls portray the two White House candidates as essentially tied in voter preferences. Democrats, meanwhile, are complaining President Reagan's weekly radio talks now resemble Bush campaign speeches, but haven't demanded yet that they be treated as paid political broadcasts. Correspondent Bill Grudy follows Bush's campaign in California.
As he campaigns in California's Central Valley, Bush continues to draw distinctions between himself and Dukakis. One issue, the farm workers' grape boycott, protesting the use of pesticides.
Unlike my opponent, I did not support the grape boycott. I do not support it, and that is a big difference between the liberal governor of Massachusetts and the vice president of the United States of America.
Bush disagrees with Dukakis on another sensitive California issue, water rights, insisting the right to allocate water should belong to the states. Bill Grudy, NBC Radio Network News, with the Bush campaign in Fresno.
This is the NBC Radio Network.
66.
WNBC.
The Time Machine.
Gary Lewis and the Playboys.
Kind of music there, Gary Lewis and Playboys at WNBC and Big J Sorensen.
Oh,
Big J!
WNBC.
Another hour, go ahead. Come in. Made no sense whatsoever, but she's a fool. That's Leslie Gore there at WNBC. Wait a minute.
Big J!
WNBC.
Music power jingle once an hour. I mean, you know, come on, let's get the format down, will you? What do I look like, Peter Shane? What do you, you know, please. And how you doing? It's WNBC. Who's the Four Seasons' biggest fan? Huh? Who's the Four Seasons' biggest fan? If you happen to know this, get on the line right now. Be a winner. Eastern America, call now at 212-247-8666. Here's Ace from 73 with... Record pigs at WNBC, Big J Sorensen. How's it going, huh? How you doing? Who is the Four Seasons' biggest fan? Who's the Four Seasons' biggest fan? That's the current record pig question. Gonna give you a Michelin Emergency Road Kit if you get it right. 212-247-8666. Oh, I know, yeah, plus a WNBC t-shirt and a Time Machine keychain. But first, we have more important business to deal with here. We have a request, and, you know, that goes... That's, that gets top priority on your Time Machine. Who's this? Who's this? Nobody home, huh? Well, we'll get back to the hotline. What happened, Randy? What's going on over there? Let's play this and we'll be back. Hello?
Hello, baby.
Oh, baby, that's what I like.
Well, we've reconnected, haven't we? Good. Let's do it.
You get a positive. Super hot hitline, WNBC.
Every time I touch the hitline, my hair stands up, you know. Like in the Little Rascals with the International Silver String Submarine Band, you know, and the engineers sitting in the booth, and all of a sudden the kids bring in their, you know, stuff, and all of a sudden they make all noise, and boom, the guy's hair stands up. That was me just now. On WNBC. Why do I call? Why? These tangents, I gotta stop these things. Who's this?
This is Lance DeMarza.
And where are you calling from, Lance?
Calling New York. We're working a midnight shift tonight.
All right. Well, so am I. So we're in the same boat together.
That's it.
By the way, did you see, the thing on Eyewitness News about my helper in here, Randy Steele, and that stupid boat they want to make into a radio station again?
I heard about it. My wife was telling me about it.
Yeah, it's pretty goofy, isn't it?
Everybody's got to make a living somehow.
No, they do it for nothing. They don't make any money on it.
Oh, well.
Even more goofy, huh?
Yeah.
So, what can I do for you?
I'd like to hear Ball of Confusion.
Yeah, that's what the world is today.
That's it.
Oh, man. Your favorite Tempt and Temps station, please.
WNBC.
That's N, not M.
That's it.
Yeah. The Temptations.
Oh, wow.
Oh,
yeah.
66 WNBC.
Fun is my first name.
This is the piggy that speaks with a grunt.
Big J.
King of record pigs. Who's the Four Seasons' biggest fan? Who's the Four Seasons' biggest fan? Anybody know? 212-247-8666. Make you a record pig. On WNBC, did you bow, by the way? You did. WNBC, who's this?
Hey, Jay, it's Malcolm again.
Hey, Malcolm, go ahead.
Another shot.
Mm-hmm.
How about Dick Clark?
Dick Clark is not correct. I thank you very much.
Okay.
Did you see his new TV show?
Excuse me?
Did you see his new television show?
No, I didn't get a chance to catch it yet.
Well, it's one of about 17,000 he's done in his life.
I know. That guy's into some of everything, isn't he?
He's amazing, and he's 80,000 years old, too.
Yeah, somewhere around there, give or take a few days.
Right. WNBC, who's this?
This is Ron from Philadelphia.
How you doing down there in a Quaker City, the city of brotherly love? Perhaps you've got your arm around you love on the Schuylkill Expressway of life. Well, baby, I want to make it with... Why am I doing George Michael?
George Michael, yeah.
You like that? Yeah. You knew! I was going to do my Long John Wade imitation, but that might have been pushing it. You know? All right, what can I do for you?
I think I got the answer.
Yes?
How about Joey Reynolds?
Well, you know, now, wait a second. The fact that, that's very cool, remember? Joey Reynolds, swing Joey.
Hawaii, Sweden. Well, that was the Four Seasons.
Right.
And in fact, he is a very good friend of Frankie's.
Right.
You know, they go back to like the early 60s back in those days.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, when we had Frankie up here, these guys, you know, were like long lost buddies. It was great.
Oh, wow. How about that?
But he's not the biggest fan. He's one of, I'm sure.
Okay.
All right. But thank you very much.
Worth a try.
All right.
All right. Bye-bye.
Hi, WNBC. Who's this?
Hi, Jay. This is Dennis from Brooklyn.
Hi, Dennis. Where you been, huh?
I haven't been around in the world. I still listen to the station. I'm going to miss it when it goes off the air.
Right.
And I want to take a crack at the record pig.
Go ahead, please.
Is it the Wonderwall?
No, it's not. Would you like to hear that song, though?
I'd love to hear Don't Think Twice.
It's all right.
Sorry.
Dylan's reaction to that was when they did that, you know. Really, the, oh, it don't matter to me. You make money off of it. WNBC Music. Why do I sound like the Godfather thing? WNBC Music time is 1:24. We're talking 65, mostly clear, WNBC degrees in New York City. Let's get the weather thing on.
All the weather's on 66, WNBC.
Basically a clear and chilly night in the 50s in New York. On Thursday, look for a sunny, cool day in the low 70s. Thursday night, clear, cool again, mostly around 45 to 50. And then Friday, sunshine in the upper 70s by the time we're done with that one. And right now, if you're traveling Syracuse upstate, it's mostly cloudy. Fabulous 57 degrees. On the island at Islip, where are you guys? Huh? Mostly cloudy. It's 64. Right now, Midtown, mostly clear. 65 WNBC degrees.
66 WNBC.
How about the Drifters?
With the time machine.
Still looking for an answer to who is the Four Seasons' biggest fan. If you know, get on the line. WNBC.
Well,
Johnny Moore, Drifters 64, Saturday night at the movies.
The super hit sound of 66 WNBC. With the hotline of hits.
Hottest line in the universe via transcription. Hold off on a request for just a minute. We'll get back to Record Pig in a minute. Hi, who's this time?
Hi.
Say your name in English.
Huh?
What's your name again?
Sylvan.
Yeah, where are you calling from?
Sherbrooke, Quebec.
How you doing up there?
Oh, pretty good.
All right, we're coming in okay tonight?
Yep.
Excellent. Well, what can I do for you up in Canada?
Can you play Route 66 by the Rolling Stones?
Well, was that a hit record in Canada? Because it was not here in America.
I got it on a 45 single that was actually live version.
Really?
Yep.
Well, I'm going to play the one from one of their early albums. It may have been from their first thing they did.
Because I got the live version on a 45.
Okay, well, then it must have been a hit in Canada if you have it, you know.
Yeah.
Let me play the, I believe this is the studio version. I may be wrong, but I think this is the studio version. I guess this was 1963 for the Rolling Stones.
About, because now they made a remake of it, and their group now plays it.
Mm-hmm. All right, what's your favorite station in Sherbrooke, Quebec?
WNBC.
Very much trying person. 1:31 at WNBC, New York 65. Mostly clear WNBC degrees.
There's a lot to remember.
Thursday, September 15th, 1988.
WNBC.
Flashback.
Playdate, 1970. Top five singles on Billboard's Hot 100. Number five, a one-time Shindig regular and star of Here Comes the Bride's Bobby Sherman, with his fourth top ten hit, Julie, Do You Love Me, on Metro Media Records. Number four, Patches, from the blind singer-guitarist from Alabama, Clarence Carter. Number three, the dual-sided hit from Creedence Clearwater Revival on Fantasy, Looking Out My Back Door, backed with Long As I Can See the Light. Both featured on the number one LP this week, Cosmos Factory. Number two, pop, on top for 3 weeks, War, Edwin Starr, on Gordy Motown. Number one, another Motown smash, and a cover version of the hit from Marvin Gaye and Tammy Terrell a few years ago, Ain't No Mountain High Enough. Diana Ross now has her first solo number one song, written by Nicholas Ashford and Valerie Simpson, Motown staff writers. And in London, guitarist-singer Jimi Hendrix dies. Playdate, 1970.
WNBC.
WNBC.
Time 66 WNBC. Yeah. Pumping good DC5. Catch us if you can at 65 at WNBC. Big Jay Sorensen here. It's 1:37 and the music time here is 65 mostly clear WNBC degrees. I'll tell you what. Is it clue time for this record pick thing? Nah.
Nah. Who is the Four Seasons' biggest fan? Hopefully we'll get some calls and an answer in a moment. Stand by. Here's a sports thing.
WNBC scores again.
Mets beat the Cubbies 3-1. A magic number now 9. Pittsburgh won as well, but, you know, see, it's any combination of Met wins and or Pirate losses, see. With the Mets winning, it's 9 games now. 10 back, the Pirates are at the moment. And the Yankees on top of the Cleveland Indians 7-5. Now, the Yankees will be playing Boston in Boston coming up. A very crucial series, and I believe they do play them again at home in the weeks ahead. So this could be the time for Yankee fans to start stopping being negative. And I include myself in that situation. You see, I was sounding the death knell. But I think there's a chance. A slim chance, but there's a chance. 4.5 back. Tied with the Tigers. No, Tigers are 5.5 back now. Wow. Boy, what a slide that team has gone through, huh? Yeah, but the Yankees are 4.5 behind the Red Sox. They play them later, and more sports later, of course, in your time machine at WNBC. Don't forget Sports Night. Dave Sims off. He's out in Korea. I don't know. He's picking ricers. I don't know what he's doing. He's doing a track and field thing. And they had a problem over there today, didn't they, with some parade or something? Some of them radicals over there going crazy and stuff? You know, that stuff's got to stop. Anyhow, Mike Breen filling in for Dave Sims on Sports Night. 7 o'clock start. Sports Night Magazine kicks it off right here, 66 WNBC. It's not too early to inquire about 1988-89 season tickets to the home games of the New York Knicks and New York Rangers. The Knicks' winning spirit and enthusiasm will continue next season when Patrick Ewing and Mark Jackson take the court against the best of the NBA. Rangers also look forward to exciting NHL hockey with a fiercely competitive Patrick division. For more information, call Madison Square Garden season subscription office. Here it is, 212-563-8120. That's 212-563-8120. Be where the floodlights fall all winter. Madison Square Garden.
If you're a lover of beautiful, light, and easy music, you know that some of the world's most beautiful music can't be found in any record store. Well, now you can get your own exclusive recording of the best in contemporary instrumental music by one of the world's favorite orchestras in a new album from Teledisc called The Fantasy Strings Play the Hits. The Fantasy Strings is a wonderful collection of 24 of your favorite melodies arranged in a light, bright, and easy style, digitally mastered in stereo for your maximum enjoyment. This incredible collection is yours for only $14.95 on two records or one extra long play cassette, $19.95 for two compact discs. Just call 1-800-345-4700. Credit cards accepted, satisfaction guaranteed. Call 1-800-345-4700 for your copy today.
Hi, this is Alan Combs, and here's what people are saying about Radio Graffiti.
WNBC weather break. Go, go!
Mostly clear and cool in the mostly clear in the 50s. This is what it's going to be. It's going to be a nice Thursday, sunny and cool in the low 70s. See, Alan wants to get the last word in, and I just won't let him. Thursday night, clear and cool in about 45 degrees in the city here, right? Chilly. And then, grand. Sunny on Friday and a high in the upper 70s. And right now, if you got the traveling thing on your mind, let's pick the coolest place in New York State. Let's find it. Okay, Watertown. It's down to 47 degrees up that way at Teterboro Airport in New Jersey. Partly cloudy, 65, mostly clear, Midtown, WNBC degrees. Still warm enough to take a dip.
66.
Felt good. Feel like a polar bear. Time machine playing it for you, WNBC. I'm Big J.
66, WNBC, your hotline for me.
143 is a nonstop fun time at WNBC. We'll get to our record pick question in moments. A lot of callers. Who is the Four Seasons' biggest fan? The current question. We'll be back to that in a moment. In the meantime, more pressing business. Of course, the more important thing is a request. Got to play them for people, you know? Hey, who's this?
This is Dan from Stanford.
Hey, what's going on up there tonight?
Not so much. Just working late.
All right. Well, what can I do with you then?
I would like to know if you can play Viva Las Vegas by Elvis Presley.
You're not serious, are you?
Yeah.
Possibly the goofiest record he ever made.
Oh, yeah. Wow. It's not a movie.
Yeah, I know. That's what I mean. I mean, that appeals to your senses, though, huh?
Oh, I like it.
favorite station, please.
66 WNBC.
Here he is, the king of...
Elvis Presley.
fun. Radiates around 66 WNBC.
The king of fun on the case on WNBC.
This is the piggy that speaks with a grunt.
Big J.
Now, you pigs. I see only two people bowing in the studio. I need more than that. Come on. You're not going to bow to the king of record pigs. You know, we could cut things off your... They do that in some countries. You know that. You don't want to bow, huh? Off with his head! Randy, you're in charge. You're the sorcerer in here. Go get him. Thank you.
Record pig.
All right. That was painless, wasn't it? But that was quick. Thank you very much, Randy, for doing the dirty work there. Hey, who is the Four Seasons' biggest fan? That's the current question. Who is the Four Seasons' biggest fan? All right, let's go back to the telephone here. Record pig, who's this, huh?
Hey, Jay, my name is Al. I'm up in Kingston, New York.
How you doing up there?
Okay, I've been listening to your show from Poughkeepsie, and I've been driving home, and I had to tell you, I know the answer.
Uh-oh. Well?
It's Cousin Brucey.
Well, somebody mentioned Joey Reynolds before, and Joey's theme was done by Frankie in the Four Seasons, as was Cousin Brucey's.
Yeah, that was 20-some-odd years ago.
Yes, it was. In fact, Brucey still plays it.
That's right.
But no, that's not it. I'm sorry.
That's not it.
No, certainly he's one of the biggest fans. I would have to say anybody that was a disc jockey back in the early 60s that were close to people like that probably were big fans, but for other reasons probably. But that's not the answer.
Okay.
Okay, well, thank you. I appreciate you calling, man.
I tell you, I had a call before it was too late.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Goodbye.
Hi, WNBC. Who's this?
My name is Bob. How are you?
I'm fine. Where are you calling from?
Oh, Manhattan.
Okay, give me your answer, please.
Levi Stubbs of the Four Tops.
That's not correct. WNBC, who are you?
Hi, it's Alicia.
Hi.
And, well, give me your answer, please. And where are you from?
Brooklyn.
What section?
Gravesend.
Okay, go ahead.
I'll take a shot. Is it Frankie Valli's mother?
No, you know, I I met her. She's a very nice lady.
I know, that's why I took it.
Yeah, she just, if you picture a little old lady who sits in the corner and doesn't say a whole lot. Oh, real nice. I met her backstage at, I think, Resorts in Atlantic City a couple of years ago. Very nice woman.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. That's not it, though. Thank you.
Okay.
Hi, WNBC. Who are you?
Hi, I'm John.
Hey, John, where are you calling from?
I'm calling from work.
Well, I know that, but, like, where, you know?
Ridgewood.
Okay. Answer, please.
Bob Crew.
Did you say Bob Crew?
Of course I did.
Yes! On the liner notes of the Ragdoll album, it says, and I quote,
I remember
the
that
Four
very
Seasons'
well.
Biggest fan, Bob Crew. Of course, they're producer and co-writer of a lot of their songs with Bob Gaudio. So there you go. Straight from the horse's mouth, so to speak.
All right.
Well, which would you rather hear, Save It For Me or Ragdoll from that album? I'll make it your choice.
I'd like to hear An Angel Cried, if you could.
How about hearing Ragdoll or Save It For Me? Which would you rather hear?
For Me.
Ragdoll.
Save It For Me.
Ragdoll.
Hello?
Yeah?
Yeah, Save It For Me.
Ragdoll.
All right, Ragdoll.
And your favorite station?
WNBC.
Let's hear you oink like a record pig.
Congratulations. You're a time machine, record pig.
This is airchecks.com.